Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're looking at Genesis chapter 42, verses 1 to 24, and continuing our series on Joseph, son of Jacob, in this case, Joseph, man of power. When Jacob found out there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why are you just sitting here staring at one another? I've heard there's grain in Egypt. Go down and buy some so we won't starve to death." 10 of Joseph's brothers went to Egypt to buy grain, but Jacob did not send Joseph's younger brother, Benjamin, with them. He was afraid that something might happen to him. So Jacob's sons joined others from Canaan who were going to Egypt because of the terrible famine. Since Joseph was governor of Egypt and in charge of selling grain, his brothers came to him and bowed with their faces to the ground. They did not recognize Joseph, but at once he knew who they were, though he pretended not to know. Instead, he spoke harshly and asked, "Where do you come from?" "From the land of Canaan," they answered. "We've come here to buy grain." Joseph remembered what he had dreamed about them and said, "You're spies. You've come here to find out where our country is weak." "No, sir," they replied, "we're your servants, and we have only come to buy grain. We're honest men, and we come from the same family. We're not spies." "That isn't so," Joseph insisted. "You've come here to find out where our country is weak." But they explained, "Sir, we come from a family of 12 brothers. The youngest is still with our father in Canaan, and one of our brothers is dead." Joseph replied, "It's like I said, you're spies, and I'm going to find out the truth. I swear by the life of the king that you won't leave this place until your youngest brother comes here. Choose one of you to go after your brother while the rest of you stay in jail. That will show whether you are telling the truth. But if you are lying, I swear by the life of the king that you are spies." Joseph kept them all under guard for 3 days before saying to them, "Since I respect God, I'll give you a chance to save your lives. If you are honest men, one of you must stay here in jail, and the rest of you can take the grain back to your starving families. But you must bring your youngest brother to me. Then I'll know that you are telling the truth, and you won't be put to death." Joseph's brothers agreed and said to one another, "We're being punished because of Joseph. We saw the trouble he was in, but we refused to help him when he begged us. That's why these terrible things are happening." Reuben spoke up, "Didn't I tell you not to harm the boy? But you wouldn't listen, and now we have to pay the price for killing him." They did not know that Joseph could understand them, since he was speaking through an interpreter. Joseph turned away from them and cried, but soon he turned back and spoke to them again. Then he had Simeon tied up and taken away while they watched. So, assuming that you listened to both of Edgar's sermons on June 24th and July 7th, and Jim's on July 31st, might be a bit of a stretch, I guess. But if you did, you know that Joseph, the interpreter of dreams, not only dreamt dreams like other biblical characters that God used, but Joseph could also interpret dreams. We all dream, if not all the time, sometimes. And sometimes it would be nice to have an interpretation, because sometimes the dreams are, well, weird, and we have no idea what they mean, if anything. To have someone come by, listen to our dream, and tell us what it means would be amazing. And interpret dreams Joseph did, not only the dreams of Pharaoh's cupbearer and chef, but also Pharaoh's own dreams. Dreams of fat cows eaten up by skinny cows and healthy heads of grain swallowed up by skinny heads of grain. With God's help and God's blessing, Joseph told Pharaoh of a coming famine and what to do to alleviate it, to collect grain in the years of plenty and to distribute that same grain in the years of need. Way cool. The guy from jail, a Hebrew at that, a former slave who says he can interpret dreams and says that God is the one giving him the interpretations, is on. To which Pharaoh responded, "Okay, thanks, back to jail you go." No. Instead, he does the unthinkable. He puts Joseph, the Hebrew slave, in charge of the famine relief effort for all of Egypt. a position so powerful and influential, Joseph reported only to Pharaoh himself. Have you ever been in a situation where humility has been thrust upon you, where you had to eat your words, so to speak, where you got an unexpected and unwelcomed reminder of something you said or did that now you are going to have to pay for? A couple of weeks ago at Bible study, we were looking at Philippians 4, verses 4 and 5, where it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Okay, I can do that. But then it says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." The rejoice part I got, I think. But when Paul says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all," yeah, that's a problem. And not just a personal problem, but a problem for the whole church and the whole culture. Think about that. Be gentle, be caring, be kind. Don't say stuff or do stuff that isn't what Jesus would do. One example might be, don't throw your brother in an empty cistern and sell him as a slave. Another might be, don't say stuff or repeat stuff on Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media you are using that isn't kind, gentle, or caring. Because that stuff reveals your character, your integrity, your Christ-likeness, or not. I don't know if you know who Haley Baldwin is. She's married to Justin Bieber, the singer. She tells the story of being on social media and having one woman call her a whore. So she looked up the woman's profile where the woman proclaims herself as an active Christian and has a scripture passage listed as her life verse. And Haley is like, what's that? Remember, what you post, what you say, the way you act reveals your character, your integrity, and your Christ-likeness, or not. So now the 10 brothers of Joseph are on their way to Egypt, where they will have to bow down to Joseph, because Egypt has food. Genesis tells us the famine was so widespread that eventually even in the land of Canaan there was no food. And so off to Egypt the 10 brothers go, into the land of grain and of humility. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you say. Watch those dreams carefully. Because God has got you. And the Lord is near. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you'd like to contact us, you can do that at otisvillepress.org or at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com.